back to the Sean Green Show. I'm Sean Green. I want to thank everybody out there for listening. Make sure you check out SeanGreenShow.com. That's SeanGreenShow.com. All the latest interviews, news, all that stuff is up at SeanGreenShow.com. Make sure you also stalk me on Facebook. It's Sean Green Show Media if you want to check me out on Facebook, and at Sean Green Show if you want to check me out on Twitter. Lots of good stuff going on today, but I definitely want to bring in Eric Davis, the managing editor at Movies.com and the contributing editor at Fandango.com. He's on the Super Celebrity Hotline right now, and he joins us right now to talk about what's going on in the world of movies and entertainment. Hey, what's going on, buddy?
What's up, man?
You know, the same old thing, movies, entertainment. And you are here to bring us, like, the latest on this. And today's April Fool's Day. And who not better to talk to than Eric Davis at Movies.com? Because you have a cool article about all the cool April Fool's pranks that happened today.
Yeah, there were a lot of them. You know, you see tons of companies come out of the woodworks to do crazy April Fool's stuff. Some of it's cute. Some of it's a little corny. Some of it's actually pretty cool. My favorite one that I saw, Google Maps had a little option where you can, like, go to any, you can do it in your neighborhood, you can go to any city, wherever you want to go, type in an address, and then you can transform that neighborhood into a Pac-Man game. And I just thought that was really cool.
Yeah, I was playing that pretty much half the day, and I wasn't getting any work done because I was like, I'm going to do Pac-Man in my old neighborhood, you know? And so I was doing Pac-Man pretty much the entire day and missed out on a lot of key work, and I hope to PD's not listening like right now because he'll definitely pull me out the room. But yeah, it's that was definitely a good one. So and also it was one I actually fell for, and I'm a huge Nine Inch Nails fan, and they put up a fake website where you can download their latest album, and it was called Strobe Light, and it was supposedly produced with Trent Reznor and Timbaland. And I'm like, okay, Timbaland's doing all this new different things. Maybe it actually exists. And Nine Inch Nails is known for dropping an album out of nowhere sometimes. So I actually fell for it. And when you put in your email address, you know, the blue screen of death comes up on your computer and then it says April Fool's. So I actually fell for it. And I was kind of disappointed for a second. Then I laughed it off for a little bit. So I was one of the ones that that's gullible enough to still fall for April Fool's jokes. But I also saw that you had like the Desert Power Wheels, the Desert Drifters. That looked pretty cool.
Yeah, you know, there's this website called ThinkGeek, and they're like a website that sells a bunch of geeky related products. And every April Fool's, they do a whole page full of fake products, and they had like, yeah, these Power Wheels Desert Drifters that looked like Mad Max automobiles for kids. They had a Game of Thrones Clue, like after Guardians of the Galaxy, they had a Groot beer instead of root beer. And you laugh at these things, but you know what? Sometimes some of these products become so popular that they actually wind up creating them for real. If you know that character, the Tauntaun from Empire Strikes Back, that thing that that kind of camel that Luke Skywalker rides in the beginning of the movie, they did a sleeping bag out of that once as an April Fool's gag, you know, because Luke Skywalker slices it open and kind of sleeps inside there in Empire Strikes Back. It became so popular, they actually made it, and you can buy that sleeping bag now. So it's just a really funny situation where they create these fake products, they became really popular, and then they create them for real when fans are like, no, I actually really want that.
Yeah. And also, another thing that you had on Movies.com was the Straight Outta Compton trailer. This is one movie that, as a fan of NWA, I really can't wait for this movie, and everything I'm seeing out of the trailer, it's actually intriguing to me because NWA was one of those acts, you know, back when they were, you know, popular, you really didn't appreciate them. You either loved them or hated them, you know, at the time. But I think people, you know, that grew up in that era and they look back on that group now, especially compared to the hip hop that's out now, they actually appreciate, you know, NWA a little bit more because, in my opinion, NWA was one of those rap groups when I look back on it, and they were actually telling a story, even though it was really raunchy and just over the top, you know. So I'm really glad you put that on movies.com.
Yeah, man, it's just, it's really cool to see. I feel like NWA, you look at NWA, you see the roots of hip-hop sort of all throughout. You know, you have Ice Cube, you have Dr. Dre, you know, and these guys kind of help, you know, worked with other up-and-coming actors, at the rappers at the time, Snoop Dogg, Suge Knight, Chuck D, DJ Yella, MC Ren, you know, all these guys. And what's really cool about the movie is that Ice Cube's son, O'Shea Jackson Jr., plays Ice, the young Ice Cube in the movie, and he looks just like him.
Yeah.
And it's kind of freaky. So just a really cool movie. Ice Cube's involved, and it's actually, I think it's directed by the guy that did Friday with Ice Cube.
Oh, okay, great.
So F. Gary Gray, I think is his name, yeah.
Yeah.
F. Gary Gray. And so I think that's, to know that he's behind the camera, it just feels right. It feels like it's a movie that's going to be honest about NWA and sort of the impact that they had on hip-hop and hip-hop culture.
Yeah, and two more things here. Hugh Jackman is revealing that he's going to play Wolverine one last time. I'm kind of neutral on this because I always thought that somebody else was always better to play Wolverine, and maybe if Hugh Jackman hangs it up, you know, it'll give that new actor, whoever plays him, more. It gives, you know, people to I'm trying to figure out the right word to say, but I always thought that the Hugh Jackman Wolverine was a little too soft for me, you know?
Yeah, no, it's definitely, I think it's, he has his fans and he has people like you that are like, I think it's time to see another one, but it's hard, you know? I think he's really good at the role. I do agree that we had a couple of films there in a row where you just kind of felt like he was doing the same thing. I really liked him in X-Men Days of Future Past. I liked how they used him more as a comedic relief versus sort of the guy that's really dour and down in the dumps the whole time.
Yeah.
Because he had a lot of moments in that movie where he was funny, and I was like, I like laughing at Wolverine. I feel like we haven't done that in a while. So I was happy about that. But yeah, I do think it's time for him to sort of hang it up. I don't know if there's anything more he can bring to the character that he hasn't in the last, like, eight times he's played him. So I think he's going out on a bang. But I'm curious to see how they reinvent the character, you know, and it's interesting, we're seeing this with Batman right now. Christian Bale played him for three films in a row, three very successful movies,
yeah.
And now they're reinventing him with Ben Affleck. So I think they're going to keep an eye on that and kind of see how that goes, and maybe that'll help direct the way that they take Wolverine in the future.
And what was your take on the new James Bond film, Spectre? That trailer was released. And I was blown away by it, as I am all Bond films. I'm a total Bond fan. What did you think about it?
I dug it. It was very James Bond. It was very classic James Bond.
Yeah.
You know, it was a very classy trailer, a very intriguing and suspenseful, and sort of going the opposite of the wing bam boom. Look at our big action sequences. You know, kind of takes the opposite approach of a Mission Impossible, which just kind of slams you over the head with its crazy look. It's Tom Cruise hanging off a plane. You know, but James Bond, he scales it back and he's like, no, we're going to be classy with our first trailer. Very intriguing. If you know about James Bond's history, if you know about Spectre, you know about the other movies of his past. There's a lot of cool nods in there to old school James Bond fans, and I think for new school James Bond fans, it's going to open up this whole larger door to the character's mythology that they'll learn now through this film. And they should go back too and watch some of those older films, because that's where you get a lot of that Spectre and some of that cool stuff. So I'm digging it, man. I'm all in for Spectre. Plus they got the same director coming back, who did Skyfall, and Skyfall made over $1 billion. And I just think it's cool. I think they're going to find a sweet spot right now with these James Bond movies, and I think we're going to get a few of them in a row that are just some of the best that they've ever done.
All right, great. And I know the Sean Green Show would not call you unless we was going to find out what was coming out this week.
Yeah, man, we're getting Furious. It's Furious 7 time. This movie's going to wreck the box office, just completely destroy it. It's already tracking ahead of Captain America. Winter Soldier was tracking last year over on Fandango. It's Fandango's biggest April movie pre-sale ever. So I think it's just going to do crazy numbers at the box office. And it's a crazy film. You want to talk about action sequences. This movie has some of the craziest action sequences you'll never see. It's got cars driving through windows across skyscrapers. It's insane. Cars parachuting out of a plane onto a highway into a chase sequence. I mean, just crazy, bizonkers action sequences. If you're a fan of the franchise, it ties a lot of the movies together. You'll have a good time there. I say go with someone who really loves these movies and sit next to them, because their enthusiasm will get you even more excited for the movie. So, but yeah, if you're an action buff, if you're a summer movie buff, go see it.
Yeah, because I was just getting ready to ask you about that. As far as, like, do I have to go back and watch the first one and have to go through, like, Tokyo Drift, you know, to actually, you know, enjoy this film? So it's nice to know that, you know, it ties everything together. So I'm definitely going to check that out. What else do we have?
Other than that, there's a movie called Woman in Gold. This is sort of a good movie for adults that aren't into the whole Furious 7 thing. It's based on a real-life story of this woman who wants to retrieve a painting of her aunt that the Nazis stole back in World War II, gets a lawyer, and goes to court and has this very lengthy battle in order to get this painting back. Helen Mirren stars, Ryan Reynolds in glasses stars. Yeah, just kind of a good adult, strong adult movie, good performances, something for the non-Furious 7 crowd.
All right, and there you have it. Eric Davis, managing editor at Movies.com and contributing editor at Fandango.com. Make sure you check out Movies.com, too, to check out that Straight Outta Compton trailer. Also, if you want to check out the Spectre trailer, that's also on Movies.com. And if you want to check out the best April Fool's Day pranks, and the creepiest one, too, there is a creepy one that's in there, too. It's an article by Eric Davis. Make sure you guys check that out. Eric Davis is also on Twitter if you want to stalk him there. It's at Eric Davis. Make sure you check him out there. Eric, thanks so much for joining us, man.
Thanks a lot, man.
And we'll be back right after this.